The American Association of Retired Persons has represented the interests of older Americans for almost 60 years. Over that time, its emphasis has shifted from retirees to include workers over the age of 50. In 1999, the organization dropped that lengthy name and now simply goes by the acronym AARP. AARP has a new national president. He's an attorney from Lansing. Current State Scott Pohl spoke with attorney Eric Schneidewind about the organization and its future. What's AARP working on these days, Scott?
Well, as you might imagine, Mark, AARP hopes to wield the influence of its millions of members in notable ways, including on issues like Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care, and Social Security. Eric Schneidewind, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
In the interest of disclosure, I signed up for AARP pretty quickly after I turned 50. Did you do the same?
Absolutely. I think I began to see the benefits, the discounts, the programs, and that overcame the slight trauma of turning 50. And pretty soon, I became a member of AARP.
And I imagine you would encourage people turning 50 this year to do the same.
Absolutely. You know, we have programs that appeal to people of all ages, really, but I think the prospective member needs to know that, first of all, of course, there are the famous discounts that we get, but also there are a lot of programs that help people in your community. We have programs to mentor school children, to do tax returns for people who need help, to help people with driver training programs. One of my favorite is a program that really helps stop these fraud approaches and scams that are taking money away from people, perhaps your parents, your grandparents. So there's a lot of programs that allow you to help other people. There are programs that let you look at changes in your life. Maybe you want to change career. And we have programs that help you make those decisions. So it's really for people living life to the fullest possible extent, going out and doing things, but also helping others.
We have some of those programs locally here in the Lansing area?
Absolutely. There are active driver training programs, tax aid programs. So, yes.
What would you say are the biggest issues facing America's seniors?
I think we have three real buckets that we divide issues into. First is the health bucket, and the traditional programs of Medicare and Medicaid, which touch 55 million people, older Americans, but also long-term care. Every one of us has either given long-term care or will receive long-term care. And AARP is really focusing on that issue to try to help those people give the care or get the care they need. Then there are issues of saving and having enough money for retirement in particular. We protect and really defend Social Security. We have a major national program called Take a Stand, which is going to try to press the national candidates, the president, senators, representatives, to really take a stand and tell us what they will do to make sure Social Security is solvent. But we also help people save money and have programs that will allow them to save more easily and, in fact, to keep working if they wish, to get a job, maybe to phase out, but get a part-time job to make sure employers understand the value of older people. And then finally, the programs that deal with transitions in life that let you sort of plan ahead if you want to try a different career or what to do with your retirement, how to make it more fulfilling. So those are the major issues we're dealing with.
Eric Schneidewind of Lansing is the new national president of AARP. Now, you brought up the political arena. I know that AARP asked both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to explain their positions on Social Security reform. What did each of the candidates say?
Well, Secretary Clinton indicated that she wanted to expand Social Security benefits, particularly for low-income people who have low-paying jobs and have been in and out of the workforce. And really, most typically, that's a single mother, for instance, who's gone in and out to care for children or an adult. She also indicates that in order to pay for that program, she would raise the amount of income that was subject to the Social Security tax to extend it to higher income people, that she would not cut benefits of Social Security, would not raise the age level. Mr. Trump indicated that his path would be first to implement a very large-scale program of tax cuts throughout the spectrum. Then, if those tax cuts yielded a very high level of economic growth, and these are his words, he would move to secure Social Security. So that's his position.
Now, it's my understanding that AARP told the candidates that if you give us your positions on Social Security, we'll inform our members of what those positions are, and then afterwards we will not be endorsing a candidate for president. Am I understanding that correctly?
You know, you're absolutely right, Scott. First of all, a publication such as the Monthly Bulletin that's customized not only for the state, but did contain those positions, and it came out within the last 30 days for all our members. And yes, you know, we're a non-profit tax-exempt organization, and we cannot be partisan. And we did make a commitment in this case to the candidates that if they would take a stand and outline their position for us, that we would publish that, make it available to our members, but not take a position on whether we liked it or didn't like it.
Is that consistent with past presidential elections?
In the past, often we have had a number of issues that we try to get their opinion on and then provide voter information. That's been done. But this is, in my memory, the first time that we've really focused on a single issue, the future and solvency of Social Security, and really pressed that point with that kind of focus.
Now, AARP endorsed Obamacare when the plan was emerging, and as a result, some conservative groups criticized AARP for that. It maybe even encouraged some of their members to drop their membership in AARP. Can you tell me how that has played out over the last few years? Has membership been affected adversely by that kind of attack from conservative groups who disagreed with AARP on Obamacare?
I think it's safe to say that our current enrollment is the highest that it's ever been. So certainly during the recession years and the worst of it, a lot of people cut back, and we really didn't keep track of the reasons. But I can say that our membership is up substantially. We are at record high levels.
When people think about lobbying groups and membership groups in America, the first group that tends to come to mind a lot of times is the National Rifle Association. Best I can figure is their membership is in the area of 5 million. AARP claims something like 38 million members. How do you compare the clout of the AARP to a group like the NRA, which has tremendous influence? Does AARP wield the influence it could with numbers like that?
It's really hard to make a comparison because I think it's safe to say NRA has a very narrow focus, obviously. AARP has a wider focus on a number of social programs, but our historically trademark program has been Social Security and then perhaps Medicare and Medicaid. And I think when we weigh in on those subjects, we have a great deal of clout. So back in the 2005 time frame, when there was a move to privatize Social Security, we certainly opposed that, and I think we're very effective in making sure that did not happen.
What about politics in Lansing? How much influence does AARP have in Lansing, and on what issues at the state level?
The state, of course, does not fund or regulate Social Security and to a large degree Medicare. We have more involvement in Medicaid. So I think we've been very effective. And interestingly enough, very recently we obtained passage of the so-called CARE Act, which really provides a lot more information and direction to caregivers upon the discharge from a hospital of somebody who's been hospitalized. And we had that was a bipartisan piece of legislation. It was signed certainly by the governor. It was endorsed and supported by members of both parties in the legislature. So I think we've done rather well.
Eric Schneidewind of Lansing is our guest. He's the new president of the AARP in the United States. I had a final question for you. When you consider demographics, tell me about your vision for AARP in the future, 5, 10, 20 years from now. Your new 50-year-old members, could could be in AARP for 40 or 50 years, maybe even more. Tell me about your vision for the future for AARP.
I think it goes back to those three basic categories. The difference is that it's pretty clear that a lot of our members are going to be living longer than they did before. Not all of them. We have to recognize that. But that many of them will consider working longer. So I would think AARP by then will have made a lot of progress in eliminating or reducing discrimination against older workers, demonstrating to employers that older workers can be just as productive and bring different skills, but valuable skills, to the workplace. I think we will have on-the-job savings programs for almost everybody that let them easily save and, you know, augment their retirement. I think we will have probably restructured Social Security so that it's more responsive to that lower-income worker who is in and out of the workforce. I think Medicare and Medicaid, just like the entire healthcare spectrum, is going to be restructured, or at least the delivery of the benefits, in ways that will probably promote healthy living, which frankly, you know, the best kept secret in healthcare is that if you took good care of yourself, if you exercise, if you don't smoke, if you keep your weight in check, those activities really are about 60% or more to the secret of living a healthy life and a longer life that you enjoy. So we hope that those habits will be ingrained in people and that we will help make that happen. And I think the Medicaid programs that many people depend on are certainly evolving rapidly now, so that hopefully there can be cost savings on the one hand and better care for people with chronic illnesses. So those are the kinds of things I hope to see achieved in the coming years.
We've been talking with the new president of AARP, Eric Schneidewind of Lansing. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.